Florida earned a C this year for having a premature birth rate of just about 1 in every 10 babies. Miami, Jacksonville, and Tampa all earned Ds. Fort Lauderdale and Cape Coral got Fs for having premature birth rates greater than 11.5%. The goal is about 8%. Dr. Bill Sappenfield is a pediatrician and epidemiologist who works with the March of Dimes, and he says all of these premature births put babies in danger.
It's what's the predominant killer of babies.
Babies who are born prematurely are at much higher risk of disabilities and developmental delays later in life.
These babies who are born premature, in some ways, are born behind, and many of them stay behind and can really impact their whole life.
Sappenfield says that smoking and obesity make women more likely to have a premature birth. Florida's high rates of women without insurance also mean that women who should be seeing doctors ahead of time are not getting the prenatal care that they need. Florida also had one of the country's biggest racial disparities. Black women had nearly 1.5 times the premature birth rates of their white and Hispanic counterparts. I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.